Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 29. I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Dave. Sunny day here in Chicago.
Yeah, spring is here.
Warm up a little bit, so I'm doing good. End of a long, busy week. Sounds like you had a pretty busy week yourself. So
I did. Almost couldn't do it today and Friday, but I was able to work it out, so glad to be here. Hasn't been too much exciting news lately. I think Santa Anita's coming back pretty soon here, is it not?
I think another week, I believe. Next weekend.
Yeah, so we'll welcome that back. Have some, hopefully some good racing, and hopefully they've got some they've got some good things in place with the horses. And I know the Lasix thing, they're not going to allow the use of Lasix on race day, right? Is that what
race day? Yeah, race day. That's what it looks like. Yep. Apparently you can use it during your training. You just can't use Lasix on race day or a whole bunch of other medications as well. I had texted you about the whip and the crop. I think that the crop restriction is not the same as the whip restriction. You know, they use a whip called a crop with the younger horses, usually with 2 year olds. It's almost like hitting them with a feather. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the rule now is that you can only use the crop as a corrective measure and not to make a horse go faster. But I'm assuming that they're still going to allow jockeys to go to the whip.
I hope so.
You know, especially with the, you know, with the very large races that, you know, and big purses they run out there. So that's kind of what's going on at Santa Anita. And
This rule applies to Golden Gate fields as well, right?
Yeah, all the Stronic tracks in California. And you got the dilemma of Gulfstream being Stronic track as well.
I asked that question.
I read on Twitter that there's a big argument going on around the Preakness and moving it from Pimlico.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. Yeah.
Horse racing is in a spin right now. So it's
it really is.
It'll be nice, though. The focus will get off this craziness and start to get focused on the Kentucky Derby as we get closer here.
Absolutely.
And as the Derby preps get more serious as we move along here. So, there's a lot of stuff going on in horse racing right now.
No, we'll keep it exciting here and get some good picks. And you're looking at Fairgrounds today. We'll get into that in just a second. So, be sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you find all the links, all the ways to listen to us. We have all your bases covered. Just click a link. Be sure you join our Facebook group. The link's at our website as well, where we post all kinds of topics out there if you're into Facebook. If you want to ask your Amazon Echo device to Echo Play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, you'll be able to hear the latest episode right on your Amazon Echo device. And be sure you're following us on Twitter. You just mentioned Twitter at Off the Charts HR, where we post any late day changes, maybe some other picks we find, and all kinds of other stuff. And we also forgot to mention, Mark Willard. We'll call him out for Twitter. He used your nuggets this week, right?
Yeah, I received a tweet from our buddy Mark this week. He had used one of the nuggets that I had provided in the horse nugget segment and applied it to a race at Sam Houston and found himself a $15 winner. So
that's great.
That stuff, you know how much that stuff thrills me when I hear that stuff. So to me, that's awesome. That's really the purpose behind it all.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. And then that kind of leads into me talking about our donation page too, is patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. That alone paid itself off because Mark made some money. And please donate to our podcast, but go into that. And all you have to do is become a Patreon is click the button at the top right. And on the next page, you will get to select between our monthly win, place, show donations. Or you can click a custom pledge and that place gives you a one-time donation. Really thanks for your support. We have a few supporters. We appreciate you out there. And Mark is a testament right there by itself that he made some money. So we would love to have you donate to us. Thanks. We appreciate it. So this week we'll review what happened last week. And then there is no nugget segment this week, but you do have four stakes races at Fairgrounds. So we're going to review. And it looks like a pick forward. It's involved here. So let's start with the last week's results.
Yep. So four stakes races last week, Dave, at Oaklawn Park. We had one top pick winner, but that top pick winner did pay $10.80. So if you'd have bet just all of our top picks to win, you would have been it would have been a profitable day for you out at Oak Lawn last week. We had one top two pick winner, so out of the four stakes races, we had two winners that were found in our top two picks. So that puts us at 400 stakes races handicapped through the course of these podcasts. 179 top two pick winners, which means that 45% of the time you are finding the winner to these stakes races that I handicap every Saturday, almost half the time.
Getting close.
which is still, in my book, not bad.
Not bad at all. We'll take 45%. So
yep.
That's why it pays to listen. So great job for last week. But let's talk about this week. This week we're going out to NOLA, to New Orleans, and we're going to talk fairgrounds. And then we got four races, starting on the 10th race. 10th race is a mile and an eighth. It's a grade two. It's the New Orleans handicap. It's a purse of $400,000 for four-year-olds and upward, and it's the first leg of the pick four. You also have a pick three to play as well. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so the really cool thing about this card at Fairgrounds tomorrow is that this is a late pick for all graded stakes. So doesn't get better than that.
Nope, doesn't.
This is my sweet spot. And so my top selection here in this 10th race at Fairgrounds on Saturday is going to be the 10 horse. The 10 horse is Copper Bullet. Steve Asmussen trains. Jose Ortiz is the jockey. This horse is 4-1 the morning line. We get a horse that's second off a layoff. We get a horse that shows a sub 12 second eighth of a mile in that race on May 25th in 2017 at Churchill Downs. So I know this horse has a burst of speed. Mm-hmm. Pretty lightly raced last year. Only raced two times last year, Dave. So excuse me, kind of on the comeback trail right now. So I'm imagining that that race in the Razorback was a tightener. I also have noted that Asmussen usually doesn't train his horses hard during their training sessions, but the training trip right after that Razorback, he did throw a 5-furlong workout in a minute four, and it was a 5 out of 54 pick there. So to me, this shows that that Asmussen wanted to get a another nice workout in this horse and a tightener. And so the thing that's really bugged me about making this thing the pick, though, Dave, is that Asmussen is 3% when he puts Jose Ortiz.
Ortiz,
one of the top jockeys in the country. Asmussen, one of the top trainers in the country. But when they team up together, they only produce at 3%.
Yeah, look at his last two races with Jose.
Crazy.
But the IRAD was on him back at last year at Saratoga. He won the race.
And he won with him. Yeah, so I think this is the best horse, Dave. I'm going to make the 10 horse Copper Bullet our top selection.
That's good.
Our second selection is a really interesting horse because this horse has entered in two races on this graded stakes card. Mm-hmm. This is the first one. So, and I like this horse in either of the two races that that he's entered in. So I like the 9 horse Bandua, Jack Sisterton trains, Adam Pachisa is the jockey, 12-1 on the morning line, Dave. We get, if this indeed winds up being the race this horse decides to stay in, we get a turf to dirt. Mm-hmm. We get a bullet workout coming off that turf to dirt. We get second off a layoff. We get a horse that made a move in the stretch and had the lead and gave it back coming off a layoff. Usually the second time those horses are able to continue on. There's a lot of things to like about this horse in this particular spot if he goes in this spot. So I'm going to make the 9 horse, Dave Bandua, our second selection. Mm-hmm. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 2 horse. 2 horse is Lone Sailor. Tom Amos is the trainer. Jimmy Graham's the jockey, 9-2 in the morning line. This horse was our top selection in the mineshaft last time at Fairgrounds. Yeah. Just was too far back. The pace wasn't fast enough to let this horse take advantage of his close. We do get this horse now second off a layoff. Graham and Amos, when they team up together, are 25%, which is really strong. And Tom Amos is having a really good meet out at Fairgrounds, and I think there's enough speed in this race to set up for a horse like this to show his close. So I am going to make the two horse, Dave, as a comebacker of one that we've made a pick before, our third and final selection here. So Fairgrounds race 10 Saturday, our selections are going to be 10, 9, 2.
Just to throw that out there, if the 9 happens to go into the 11th race, will you tweet out another pick?
I probably will. I can mention right now a couple of horses I like a little bit. I like the 6 horse a little bit. Horses 5 times at Fairgrounds, has won twice and run second the 2 other times. So, you know, horse that likes the track. I had considered putting the 4 Noble Indy into our picks, a second off the layoff for Pletcher, coming off a slop outing with a Bullet Workout in the holster.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a, I don't know that I'll tweet out another third pick, but I will throw out a couple of horses that I had considered putting into our selections, and those are the horses that I considered putting in.
Great. I'll ask you on the 11th race as well.
Okay.
So going into the 11th race is the second leg of the pick 4. You have another pick 3 option here now in this 11th. It's a mile and an eighth on the turf. It's a grade 2. It's the Munoz Memorial Handicap. $300,000 for 4-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection in this 11th race at Fairgrounds on Saturday is going to be the 7 horse. The 7 horse is Bricks and Mortar. Chad Brown trains, Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 2-1, the morning line. This horse is 8 times on the turf, 6 wins out of those 8 lifetime starts, through its highest lifetime buyer figure the last time with a 106. And Chad laid this horse off then for a couple of months, which usually makes sense after a horse throws a really strong buyer figure like that. We get a lot of really quick bursts of speeds here, some sub 22 second quarters of a mile and some sub 12 second eighths of a mile. Chad, Irad, stakes race, turf, makes sense to me to make the 7 horse Bricks and Mortar our top selection. Mm-hmm. Our second selection in this race, Dave, will be the 4 horse Bandua. Bandua is trained by Jack Sisserton, ridden by Adam Bachiza, 12-1 in the morning line. So I've picked this horse as our second selection in back-to-back races. If indeed this horse does stay on the turf, Dave, we once again get second off a layoff. We get the Bullet Workout. We get this horse going on the Fairgrounds turf course for the second time. Again, for all the same reasons on the turf, I'd like this horse if he was going to go turf to dirt in the previous race. So I'm going to make the 4 horse Bandua our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the 3 horse. The 3 horse is Synchrony. Synchrony is trained by Mike Stidham, Joe Bravo, the jockey, 3-1, the morning line. We had Synchrony as our top pick in that race at Fairgrounds last time out. Horse threw in a sub 12 second last eighth of a mile the last time out, and so, you know, we get a horse second off a layoff who won pretty easy, looked like he still had a lot of lot left in the tank, and so Stidham is pretty successful when his horses won the last time out. He's at 21%. And so, to me, it makes sense for us to make the 3 horse our third and final selection here, Dave. So to summarize race 11, our selections, Dave, are going to be 7, 4, 3.
Okay. And I'll throw it out there again, because the 4 horse might run in the 10th. What's your extra picks?
Yeah, Dave. So I had taken a look at the 2 horse, the Visadero, who we've won with before in the past, second off a layoff, Tampa Shipper. I looked at the 5 horse First Premio, Cassie training, Johnny Velasquez, the jockey. I got a horse here off a potential bounce right through the 98 and then the 91. You know, I like to come back after those kinds of horses. I think those were the other horses that I had considered as potential picks for this 11th race at Fairgrounds on Saturday.
Excellent.
Yep.
All right. No, that's an unusual thing to happen, I think, when you have a horse that's been entered to run in two different races in one day. So got some extra bonus picks there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. Let's move on, and we'll move on to the 12th race. You get down to the 12th race here. Yep, and 12th race here is a mile and a 16th, and this is a grade two. It's the Fairgrounds Oaks, grade two, $400,000 for filly three-year-olds. This is, would this be a derby prep?
This particular race, Dave, is not a derby prep because it's for three-year-old fillies.
Oh, fillies, that's right, Kentucky Oaks. So,
but it is a Kentucky Oaks prep. Yes.
I gotta pay attention here.
Yeah, it's okay, Dave. It's, you know, it's not your show; it's just your show.
that's right.
Wasn't there a Bears coach that said that once?
Yeah, probably Ditka.
No, it was one of those knuckleheads who said, this isn't my show, but it's my show. I think it was Dick Geron. My top selection, Dave, in this 12th race at Fairgrounds on Saturday is the 8 horse. The 8 horse is Leora, trained by Wayne Catalano. Channing Hill is the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. This horse is third off a layoff. Catalano throws blinkers on for the first time. As you know, Channing Hill is Catalano's son-in-law. Catalano's 33% when he throws blinkers on a horse. And he's 33% when he throws blinkers on a horse for the first time. Probably of the four races I handicapped, Dave, I probably like this horse the best. Yeah. So if anyone's going to single and maybe throw in some of those extra horses that I threw in, this might be a place to throw a single. Let's make the 8 horse Leora our top selection in his 12th race at Fairgrounds on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the 4 horse. The 4 horse is Sweet Diane. Mike Stidham trains. We get Joe Bravo again as the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. We get a Tampa shipper here.
Your favorite.
And second off a layoff. And so, you know, for me, that's the angle here. The 4 horse Sweet Diane's our second selection in this 12th race at Fairgrounds on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the morning line favorite, the 2 horse Serengeti Empress. Tommy Amos trains, Jimmy Graham jockey, 6-5 in the morning line. We had this horse as our top pick in the Rachel Alexandra last time out at Fairgrounds. This horse just ran off, as you can remember. Through its best race there, obviously, from a buyer speed figure standpoint, buyer speed figure, maybe a bounce here off of that race, coming back in a pretty short period of time. Let's make the 2 horse, though, Dave. Serengeti Empress, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Fairgrounds race 12, our selections are going to be 8-4-2.
Okay, and then we move on to the last race of our handicapping, the 13th, the lucky 13. It's a mile and an eighth. It's a grade two. It's the Louisiana Derby. $1 million for three-year-olds. Okay, yes, that's a derby prep.
Dave, very good.
Go ahead and make us your picks.
Yeah, so my top selection in this race will be the morning line favorite, War of Will, trained by Mark Cassie, Tyler Gaffleone, the jockey, 6-5 in the morning line. This was an absolute monster effort in that Risen Star. Was part of a very fast pace out of the 13 post, out of 14 horses. Made it a very impressive swoop move, I thought. For me right now, as I start to identify derby horses, this is one of the horses that's on my radar screen. You know, my only concern in making this horse the top pick, I'm not sure what Cassie wants to do right now. Mm-hmm. This horse has the points to get in the Derby right now. So I don't know, you know, how cranked this thing is going to be for this effort. But if this thing shows anything in the neighborhood of what he ran the last time, this horse will win the race. So let's make the 6 horse, Dave. War of Will, our top selection in this 13th race, Dave, the Louisiana Derby. Our second selection in this race is going to be the 10 horse. The 10 horse is spinoff. We get Todd Pletcher. We get Johnny V, 8-1 in the morning line. This horse is lightly raced, won by a country mile the last time in that race at Tampa. So we get a Tampa shipper, second race off a layoff. You know, raced twice last year, broke its maiden, and then raced in the Saratoga Special out at Saratoga. You know, continues to stretch out now. You know, I'm sure there was plenty in the tank after that race at Tampa. And like I said, Dave, that Tampa dirt track and turf track seems to leg these horses up. So I would not want to not have Johnny V on my pick three or pick four here. So let's make the 10-horse spinoff our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, let's make the 5-horse by my standards. Our third pick, William Kent, Brett Calhoun. Trains, we get Gabriel Saez as the jockey, 12-1 the morning line. Saez won the last time out on this horse, breaking his maiden at Fairgrounds. But I'm really liking those two bullet workouts coming off that win on a race that this horse won easy. Looks like this horse is really coming into its own. Buyer speed figures seem to be progressing through a 78 the last time. Would not be surprised at all to see an improved buyer speed pattern here, especially coming off those really nice looking workouts that I'm looking at here. So let's make the 5-horse, Dave, by my standards at 12-1, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, in the Louisiana Derby tomorrow, Saturday, our selections are going to be 6, 10, 5.
All right, let's wrap things up here. Just a programming note, we're probably looking, potentially, we will not have an episode next week because I am on vacation in beautiful Vegas. We'll see how things go, but more than likely you'll be tweeting out the picks because you have a lot of graded stakes for next week. Is that correct?
Dave. Yep, so here's the deal. If there's not a podcast available next week, then you can find the picks on Twitter. It is Florida Derby Day.
Yep.
And so, I'm certainly going to want to handicap that card. There's a whole bunch of graded stakes races that day, and I don't want to leave the listeners hanging. So if you're not on Twitter, figure out, ask one of your kids how to get you on Twitter.
That's right.
Because first of all, there's a boatload of information on Twitter about horse racing, and the people that you can follow and the stuff that you can learn and gather by being on Twitter, it's like having an incredible custom newspaper to yourself every day.
Indeed.
And the second thing is you can get picks from people like me and others by being on it. So I will either do a podcast.
I'm going to leave the door open just in case I am able to free up, but it's vacation time, so it might be tough.
Yeah. If there is no podcast available, I will certainly tweet out picks next week.
Alrighty. Sounds good. So let's wrap it up. Be sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. You got all the links up there. You know how to listen to us. Just like we mentioned, Twitter, make sure you're following us, Off the Charts HR, especially for next week's, if there's going to be picks on Twitter. We'll also put any updates on the podcast, any race day changes, maybe any other picks. If you have any questions, you want to ask us any questions via email, you can send us an email at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And any closing comments before we wrap it up?
Nope, just looking forward to another nice Derby prep. Really interested to see how this War of Will runs tomorrow, Dave. I, like I said, I was really impressed with that horse the last time out.
Should be fun. All right, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.